I'll play something and you play something after.
Thank you. sacred bell, 8 o'clock. For their news, we now join the BBC in London.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth.
3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. If man can reach the moon, they can also reach understanding with each other.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
For our listeners in the central Mediterranean, in North and East Africa, and also in the Middle East, transmission on 49 meters is closing.
إلى أهل غلاطيا، إلى أفسس، فيليبي، كولوسي،
I was born in Kyoto, Ayabe, and while I did not know about Jesus Christ, few years ago, American missionary came to my country and I heard the gospel of Jesus on the street meeting.
Thank you. stand, for I am tired, and I am weak, and I am worn. Through the storm, through the night,
an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is we are born to eternal life.
Located in our programs, hymn number 3. You'll find it in the back of your program, hymn number 3, For the Beauty of the Earth. Let us stand together as we sing.
You have just listened to the musicians for the Woman's Missionary Union Annual Meeting in our 86th year. This is a sample of all that you will be hearing tonight and on through the 3 sessions tomorrow, and we invite you to be with us as much as you find it possible to be here. Tonight, we're very happy to have on our platform one who has been for almost 22 years, a great friend to Woman's Missionary Union. He has been our co-worker through these years. We have had good times together. We have had a few bad times together. This is his year of retirement, and we wanted to have him here tonight. Dr. Jimmy Sullivan, would you come and stand by my side? And before we have our prayer time together, I thought perhaps I ought to give you one last opportunity to say a word to Woman's Missionary Union. Would you like that?
I welcome the privilege. Knowing Woman's Missionary Union, I would say it's not the last word, though it is not it. I'm so grateful for these years of fellowship and labor with two of the greatest women I've ever known. Alma Hunt and Marie Mathis are some of the choicest people that God has ever given to earth. They are not only committed to a cause, they demonstrate it with their lives. And the world is better, and certainly my life has been enriched because of these years of wonderful fellowship, and I thank you for the privilege of expressing my heartfelt feeling and thanks.
And now, Dr. Jimmy Sullivan, will you lead us in our opening prayer for this annual meeting?
Our Father, as we try to measure life's blessings, they are beyond the measuring, for there is no standard by which we can measure grace. The faith that we have placed in the Lord Jesus has brought us immeasurable blessings. We were not only forgiven of our sins, experienced the salvation of our souls, but our world was enlarged before us, and the challenge was to conquer it in Christ's name. And busying ourselves at this task across the years has been a romantic opportunity. And we thank thee for the leadership given to these wonderful people who, with their lives of commitment and their gifts of sacrifice, have been an inspiration to us all. We pray for these women of the faith whose lives and dedication mean so much to us, that their meeting shall be the best of their history and glorious of the pages of the past. But in our hearts we feel that the greatest history is yet to be written, and Christ will be honored by it all. And let the writing of tonight's record be a glorious one for the praise of the Christ the King, in whose name we pray. Amen.
May I tell you just a little bit about our musicians before Dan and Betsy play and sing for us? First of all, we're delighted to have for this annual meeting is our music director and soloist, Dr. Sidney L. Buckley. Dr. Buckley is presently at the First Baptist Church of Easley, South Carolina. For 6 years, Dr. Buckley served on the faculty of Furman University in Greenville, South Carolina. He is a concert solo artist, and he is in constant demand for WMU conferences, annual meetings, for other conferences and conventions and churches throughout the Southern Baptist Convention. Dr. Joyce Jones, our organist, is presently serving as organist in residence at Baylor University in Waco, Texas. She tours regularly and is a phenomenon on the concert stage. In the art of the concert organ, she has succeeded in one of the most difficult segments of the musical world. She has received many awards and is acclaimed throughout United States and Europe. Her charm, vitality, and love of people shines through in every performance. Dr. George R. Beasley Murray comes to us in a new capacity as our pianist for this meeting. He is now serving as professor of New Testament interpretation at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. Formerly, he served as president of Spurgeon College in England. He is a writer, theologian, preacher, well known, loved, and respected in Europe, Canada, and the United States. Betsy Orr and Dan Meeker have just received their degrees at Hardin-Simmons University in Abilene, Texas. Both were music majors, music education majors. They are very popular with student groups and in churches throughout our state. And they have come to share their joy in Christ with us tonight and tomorrow. Irene Jordan, soprano of New York, is one of the rare singers of our time. She is a native of Alabama. This stunning woman brings through her fullness of voice an emotional intensity which stirs our souls. Such words have been used to describe Irene Jordan in the leading newspapers in the United States, for she has sung with the symphony orchestras of the major cities of our country. These words, astonishing, extraordinary, amazing, exquisite, spectacular, are words that indeed describe Irene Jordan.